Friends, at the end of the 9th chapter of John's Gospel, Jesus the Messiah, as judge, announced a contrast between Pharisees and the man who was born blind. Jesus said, "For judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind." We read that some of the Pharisees near him heard these things and said to him, "Are we also blind?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say we see, your guilt remains." The 10th chapter begins with another sharp contrast. This time, Jesus compares himself with false religious leaders who claim to have authority over God's people. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out." The Old Testament prophets addressed this concern too. We read in the 23rd chapter of Jeremiah, "Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who care for my people, you have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. Behold, I will attend to you for your evil deeds, declares the Lord." Jeremiah's prophecy goes on to speak of the coming of the Messiah. "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. And this is the name by which he will be called: the Lord is our righteousness." The gospel makes it abundantly clear that such a prophetic text applied to Jesus. Indeed, he came through the royal line of David. Jesus continues to describe his role as the Messiah shepherd in the 10th chapter of John's Gospel. "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." Jesus goes on to sharpen the contrast between himself and the religious leadership of the Israelites. He says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Friends, the contrast is quite obvious. While Jesus, the good shepherd, offers himself totally to redeem the lost sheep, the religious leaders use and abuse the sheep. In the Old Testament, the 34th chapter of the Ezekiel prophecy describes the situation. Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, even to the shepherds, you eat the fat, you clothe yourselves with the wool, you slaughter the fat ones, but you do not feed the sheep. Friends, indeed Jesus the Messiah is the Good Shepherd. In his earthly ministry, he made it clear. He announced the nature of his earthly mission in the 20th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Hallelujah.